Hi, I'm Ray Hager, subbing for Sam Shad today, and our guest today is Reno's union boss who's broken the glass ceiling. Her name is Debbie Calkins, and she's the first ever secretary treasurer of the Teamsters Local 533. And on our pundit panel today, we have Marsha Burke Bigler and Howard Rosenberg. And that's all coming up next on a brand new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management, training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Debbie Calkins. She's the secretary treasurer of the local 533 Teamsters Union. And Debbie, what I find very interesting is that you are the first female leader of the Teamsters Local 533 in history. And this union has around 2,000 members. Many of them are male. It has a perhaps a reputation to have a lot of macho members. So how did you as a woman become the first woman to lead this union as secretary treasurer?
I was a feeder driver at UPS, which was we drive the tractor trailers for UPS, and I'd been on the board, and our local had had some financial issues, and we had somebody step up who wasn't working what I thought was a fair day's work for a fair day's pay, which is what we expect our members to do, and so I talked with my husband and decided to run and put a team together, and we've been working on improving the team. We came into office in January of 2011. And we've taken our local from on the verge of bankruptcy to very solid financial. We bought 4 cars and paid them off in 2 years. We just sold our old building and opened bought a new space and built it out to spec. And we're very happy with it. We're in good financial position.
And I must point out that you're running opposed for re-election this November. Is that correct?
Unopposed, except for our trustees. We have 4 people running for 3 spots.
But you are specifically. No one's running against you. Okay.
No.
Well, one of the reasons why you may not be having an opponent is you just reached an agreement between the Teamsters and the contractor that employs workers at the Regional Transportation Committee of Washoe County. That's the NV Transportation of Texas, who I've heard can be tough negotiators. But you negotiated a deal with no work stoppages, and you've also includes improvements in employee benefits and wages. So how did you get this done? Because I thought it was going to be a very difficult process, could lead to a strike, but none of that happened.
No, and actually Gary Watson, our president, was the lead negotiator on that, because at that time we were also in UPS negotiations. And so I was out of town a lot for the UPS negotiations. But Gary does a great job for us. Negotiating. We work hard on building relationships with our companies. We're not, you know, they always have a myth that you're out to put them out of business, and that's not true. If they're out of business, my members don't have jobs. It's not a good thing for my members either.
Okay.
So it's trying to find what works for both sides.
How long did these negotiations go for?
Those negotiations this time went for about 4 months.
4 months. Were you concerned that there would be a work stoppage?
The one before that, absolutely. We were like within minutes. And then we got it settled. And then this one, we were kind of in a better place with the company at that time. And they kind of knew where we were coming from and what we were looking for. Part of the problem is they take the lowest bidder. And so this particular company underbid First Transit, who had been there for 20 plus years, by a substantial amount of money every year. So they're also looking to figure out how they're going to make any money when they underbid it by so much money.
Okay. Another thing here is the International Brotherhood of Teamsters, which is like 1.4 billion members strong, has already endorsed Democrat Hillary Clinton for president. Your Teamsters Local 533 is a real mix of Republicans and Democrats, and I know you have some folks on the way far right.
Absolutely.
So have you endorsed anyone for president, or are you going to?
Our local is not going to endorse anybody this year. It's pretty much unheard of to come out against the International and go in a different direction, so that would not be a good plan. But we also have some serious problems just looking at who the both candidates are. It doesn't seem like there's a decent choice.
Serious problems. Could you expand on that, Debbie?
Hillary Clinton, I applaud that we have a woman running, but she's had a lot of integrity and trust issues that have come up. And then on the flip side, you have Donald Trump, who I don't know that man thinks about anything that comes out of his mouth, unfortunately.
Yes, okay. How does your membership split on this?
My membership is probably about 75% for Donald Trump.
Okay. Well, that's good for the Republicans. Now, on Hillary Clinton, she's trying to break the glass ceiling by becoming the first female president. Do you personally, are you inspired by this at all, or is there a campaign, something you could relate to as a woman union boss?
Oh, I can relate to her. A lot of the media stuff you hear about her, you know, I can definitely relate to that. I think it's great that she's running. I think any woman who runs for those kind of top spots is going to have to do at least 120% more than her male counterpart.
Is that how it was with you?
Oh, absolutely. I put in a ton of hours. But you have to, if you want to make it successful too. Northern Nevada is kind of small for a union. I mean, Vegas, they have three unions down there, and they have probably their smallest union is about three times the size of ours.
You're talking Teamsters unions.
Teamster union.
Okay, well, let's stop it right here. Let's take a break, make some money. We'll be right back with Reno's union boss, Debbie Calkins, right after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message. Donald Trump says he alone can fix the problems we face. Well, I don't believe that's how you get things done in our country. It takes Democrats and Republicans working together. That's how we got health care for 8 million kids, rebuilt New York City after 9/11, and got the treaty cutting Russia's nuclear arms. We've got to bring people together. That's how you solve problems, and that's what I'll do as president.
I'm Joe Heck, and I approve this message. What would happen to you if you spent 174 days away from work? You'd be fired, but not Catherine Cortez Masto. As Attorney General, Cortez Masto spent 174 days away from work on special interest and taxpayer-funded trips to places like Switzerland, Argentina, and Hawaii with lobbyists and corporate donors. Catherine Cortez Masto, she just isn't working.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Chronic diseases like diabetes,
asthma, and heart disease
are the number one
cause of death,
disability,
and rising health care costs
in the United States.
Today,
more than 86%
of our health care spending
goes to treating people with chronic diseases.
I'm Ken Thorpe, chairman of the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease. As the presidential candidates discuss their plans to address rising health care costs,
ask them how they plan to address the chronic disease problem.
Paid for by the Partnership to Fight Chronic Disease.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today, of course, is Debbie Calkin. She's the secretary-treasurer of the local 533 Teamsters Union and the first female to head that union in Reno. Debbie, you were talking about unions in Northern Nevada and Southern Nevada, and Northern Nevada has a reputation as a non-union town. Perhaps it's because of the history with unions and casinos and resorts, where only two of our properties up at North are union properties. But when you look at, you have the Teamsters Union, the plumbers and pipe fitters, the teachers, the carpenters, the laborers, you can go on and on. So is it a misnomer to say that Reno is a non-union town?
I believe it is a misnomer. We have a substantial amount of people collectively with all the different locals that we have that are members across the northern part of the state.
What about the future of unions in Reno? Do you see them growing and providing a job placement apparatus for young people who want a good paying union job?
The International has some programs to do that. They have like the hard hats where they take the military folks and train them how to drive trucks. And we're looking at other ways to improve that upon that.
Okay. What about Southern Nevada? It seems like it's a huge, Las Vegas in particular, is a huge union town. You have 55,000 members of the culinary. You have three Teamsters unions down there. Tell me about those unions. How do they match up population-wise, I guess, with the local 533 Teamsters?
The smallest local, I believe, is 631, and it's got about 6,000 members, so it's roughly three times our size. They have a lot more options and the ability to do, you know, work programs. And you have Chris Griswold with, they merged, I want to say it's 995 now. And he's just a massive organizer. I mean, they've organized, I want to say, just in the last year, like over 2,000 new members down there. I think Northern Nevada tends to have a little bit of the cowboy law, cowboy justice, and a lot of people initially don't see the benefit.
Explain that to me, cowboy law and cowboy justice. I really don't understand the concept there.
They think that if you work hard, you get what you deserve, and if you don't work hard, you don't. But that's not necessarily true. In a lot of our companies, we have favoritism, you know. And so that's one of the things we put an end to, or strive to put an end to, is the favoritism that goes on in a lot of companies. A lot of it isn't, well, how hard you work. It's, oh, you're married to my brother, or you're married to my sister. That helps you out a lot.
Are there, in the local Teamsters 533, what's your makeup with female members?
I would say we're about 20% female.
Just 20%.
Yeah. It's, I mean, I everywhere I go where I have my Teamster logo, like when I fly, I'll have my Teamster logo, people will always say, you don't look like a Teamster. And I always say, thank you.
Well, I don't know what a Teamster's supposed to look like, but probably a big guy with the flat top, I don't know.
And we have some guys who, you know, are the 6'4 and 300 pounds, you know.
Yeah. But, now, I guess, you know, with, okay, politically wise in Local 533, do you have to dance around things because it's, you know, many of your members are Republican, some of them are Democrat? How do you, can you take a political stance or endorse any political candidate?
You try and find issues, job issues, labor issues. We have a saying, vote your job, lobby your hobby. But we're constantly on the lookout for labor-friendly Republicans because they're, you know, a challenge to find.
Well, saying that, is Donald Trump labor-friendly?
Looking at the way he treated the people at the Trump Tower, his employees that were trying to organize, I'd have to say no. But so, I don't know him personally.
But why then does he have so much support within your local union?
I think because he has contributed to a lot of campaigns throughout the years.
Oh, okay.
And if you look historically, he's contributed to both Democrats and Republicans. I mean, he was a contributor to Hillary Clinton.
Okay, one last question before we go. Earlier this year, union workers walked off the Tesla Gigafactory work site protesting out-of-state hiring of people that were undercutting the wages of the local union people. As we move forward, what kind of partner is Tesla going to be with union workers?
I'm hoping from the Bay Area, our joint council president says they're a pretty good partner down there. Time will tell, but we're hoping they'll step up and be a good partner, yes.
Okay, Debbie, we got to cut it off right there. We'll be right back after these messages with our Power Pundit panel, so please stay tuned.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Brutally beaten and left for dead.
These scars are a constant reminder.
Will the doctors be able to erase her horrific past?
There will be a challenging case.
Then, a supermodel stricken with cancer.
I really did think I was going to die.
Will her decision to live actually end up destroying her life?
I have suffered so much.
Plus, the wedding gift that could call off the wedding.
It was a nude photo from her
new doctors.
Today on NBC News 4.
Telephone companies have complicated deals with contracts and hidden fees. But with Spectrum Internet, we make it simple and affordable at $29.99 a month when bundled. And there's no contract.
No contract at all with Spectrum.
Finally.
Spectrum Internet is the fastest you can get. At 20 times the speed of DSL, you'll easily have enough bandwidth for all your devices.
Our phones, tablets, all connected. And it's fast.
No slowdowns, no data caps. Everything is perfect.
With Spectrum Internet, I'm getting more for my money.
Get Spectrum Internet for $29.99 a month. Call 844-883-2999. With Spectrum TV, you get free HD, and all your primetime shows are free on demand.
We can always watch what we want, when we want it.
And Spectrum Voice is simply superior with no added taxes or fees.
And the bundle dropped our bill in half.
Get Spectrum Internet, TV, and Voice. Just $29.99 a month each with no contracts. Call 844-883-2999.
You wouldn't go to the House of Bread in Reno for a loan.
I am broke and I need some dough.
What?
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For great pastries, breads, and doughs, go to the House of Bread. And for all your rare coin or gold needs, go to Northern Nevada Coin.
I'm still broke, but that's a lot of dough.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back to our pundit panel today. Let me introduce our guests. First, we have Howard Rosenberg, a university professor at the University of Nevada, Reno, and Marcia Burke-Bigler, a Washoe County commissioner. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Howard.
Let me start with you. Yesterday, University of Nevada President Mark Johnson was on the show, and he kind of laid out what he wanted to get from the legislature. He wants help expanding the faculty by 400 positions. The legislature hopefully would pay for 100 in his plans, and he would also want the legislature to help build a new College of Engineering. His goal is to make the University of Nevada a top-tier research university in 5 to 7 years. But you were saying earlier that they're building all these buildings and none of them have classrooms, is it?
I'm not seeing any classrooms anywhere that we're building these days, which really makes me uncomfortable. There has to be a balance in any university or college between research and teaching. We are a teaching institution as well as a top number one tier research institution. I'm sick to death of hearing these names from the Carnegie people and this, who died and elected them, God. What we're trying to produce is kids who think and who come up with jobs that don't even exist today. But we need teaching. We need the education factor. We need to be working with our kids on how they develop, not just the research. It's important, not saying no. But there's got to be a balance, and I'm not seeing the balance.
Well, Marcia, it seems research is important to drive our local economy, and especially when we have all these, you know, like Tesla and Switch and all these new companies coming. What do you think of Mark Johnson's plan for the legislature?
I wonder how it's going to be funded. That would be my biggest question, how he's planning on the legislature funding 100 positions, and then he's going to absorb, I assume, the other 300
yes.
into his own budget. But I think it's curious. I've not heard what the governor's direction is going to be in this next session. The governor has always had a plan for previous sessions since he's been governor. And as you know, last session was his education session. So what is this session going to be directed at? And I'm really curious to see how that goes. And I think a lot depends on what the governor's direction is for what he wants this session to be.
Okay, now we know that there's talk about the governor calling a special session next month or in October to see if the legislatures would approve a $750 million tax from the Clark County room tax to build the Oakland Raiders a stadium. And this, of course, the team would move to Las Vegas, and everybody's all excited about this. But an article out of SF Gate yesterday says that former 49er great Ronnie Lott and his investment group are very optimistic they can strike a deal with the city of Oakland, the county of Alameda, to keep the Raiders in Oakland by building them a new stadium. Now, they have 90 days to get this done,
correct,
according to the story and according to the mayor. So Nevada's lawmakers could go to a special session, approve the tax money, and then bada bing at the end be left holding the bag on the stadium because the Raiders wouldn't move.
That could happen. There's no question having this special session really has nothing to do with confirming that the Raiders are coming here. It has everything to do with saying to the NFL, the state of Nevada and its legislative process believes that Nevada is ready for a professional team. And therefore, the Raiders are the team that we're talking to now. And if this is approved, it would not be mandatory on the county to put the tax in place. It would be optional. So the county could, if the Raiders decide not to come, the county could go ahead and just not put the tax in place because the tax would be earmarked specifically for the stadium. So it doesn't really change anything. The problem is, it's our understanding from, and that's why the Washoe County went ahead and honored the governor's request to fill the three seats that we did that were open, the legislative seats that were open. It's our understanding that the NFL has requested that Nevada give indication that they really want this before January 1. So we couldn't wait until the regular session to do that because that doesn't start till February.
Right. Howard, what's your opinion on this?
How do you give an indication that you really want this? I would think that everybody in Southern Nevada would want it because it'll bring business, a great deal of business. That's fine. But now there's so many other things that can get in the way. Health issues, for one thing. I mean, we have some very bad problems with our health system, nationally as well as locally. We need to help them. What happens with other things that need to be done? Schools. for instance. I mean, there's a major mess coming along there because we have so many youngsters coming into the area, not just here, but in Las Vegas as well. There are so many other things, I think, that need to be considered in this whole thing before we run headlong into saying, let's have it.
I don't disagree with that, but I don't think you ever would use room tax for health issues, for health care issues in the state.
No, you wouldn't use room tax
for school issues in the state. No. And I think that's what's important for people to understand.
Wait a minute.
This is not about taxing the average citizen to bring the stadium in. Now, this is about putting a room tax on Clark County only. That would equal what our room tax is in Washoe County already. So it really, for Clark County, it may make good sense to do this. And maybe the Raiders don't come. But if it's in place, who else comes? There could be another team that comes.
Well, I don't know if there's another team that's want to come to. Last word, Howard, quickly.
Last word is very simple. I hope that whatever happens, they keep in mind we've got kids that need to be educated.
Yes.
One way or another,
yes,
we have got to provide for that.
Okay, let's cut it right there. We'll be right back to finish up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers right after these few words.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We worked for the insurance companies. We know their tricks.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
I'd look her right in that fat, ugly face of hers. She's a slob.
She ate like a pig.
A person who's flat-chested is very hard to be a 10.
Does she have a good body? No. Does she have a fat? Absolutely.
So you treat women with respect?
I can't say that either.
All right, good.
Is that Credit Karma again?
Just want to see if my score changed. Do you want to check yours?
No, scores don't change that much. I mean, I haven't changed.
Oh, really?
Is Girl Snack? Uh-huh. Okay. They said business casual.
I love summer weddings.
Oh, no.
Oh. Yeah, maybe it's time. I should check my credit score.
Try Credit Karma. It's free.
Oh, whoa, that's different.
Check out Credit Karma today. Credit Karma. Give yourself some credit.
Step into the streets of Italy, October 8th and 9th for the El Dorado Great Italian Festival. Experience the sights and sounds of Italy with our pasta sauce cook-off, grape stomping, wine walk, street vendors, and free live music from Lena Prima, Aaron Caruso, Marina Frizzetti, and many more. Then head inside at 4 p.m. for our famous Italian buffet. October 8th and 9th, the El Dorado Great Italian Festival.
Accidents happen every day. They change lives in an instant.
When you've been injured, you're going to have questions.
We have the answers and the experience.
Call Galloway and Jensen, 333-7555. We fight for you.
As always, you can see all the videos of the Nevada Newsmaker shows on NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can catch them on podcasts on iTunes. So, thanks for watching.